and fury like the world has never seen if it keeps making threats against the United States.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States.
It just so happens Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made a refueling stop today on Guam and told reporters he does not believe it faces any imminent threat at this time. A manhunt in France after six French soldiers are injured when a vehicle slams into them as they were patrolling a Paris suburb this morning. Witnesses say it appeared to be deliberate. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
A man suspected of killing a Missouri police officer after a traffic stop on Sunday night's been arrested after a passerby spotted Ian McCarthy just walking along a highway not far from where the killing happened.
Just extremely thankful to the citizens of Henry County and citizens of Clinton that continue to give us tips and information. Without that, we may still be looking for him.
Sergeant Bill Lowe says McCarthy was taken into custody without incident. He'll face charges for the death of Officer Gary Michael. A Democratic congressman from Connecticut, John Larson's, offered a $1 trillion proposal for improving the nation's infrastructure.
This will put people back to work while building a world-class infrastructure that allows us to compete globally.
Larson says his plan would be funded through a tax on carbon emissions, which would raise around $2 trillion over the next decade. Larson introducing what he calls his America Wins Act yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
More now on the threat from North Korea and how an expert says it could show a glaring weakness in U.S. defenses. Here's more from USA's Jason Wirt.
In light of the revelations that North Korea has been able to miniaturize nuclear weapons to place on top of ICBMs, several defense experts are saying it's time for the U.S. to ramp up their missile defense technology. One of those experts, Peter Brooks of the Heritage Foundation, spoke with USA Radio News.
Regardless if it's North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, or some other future threat, I mean, this is something that we should be heavily investing in. I've been a proponent of this since the 1990s, and the missile threat, in my view, has only gotten worse.
Brooks said the current systems in place with the U.S. military don't have the accuracy necessary for long-term defense. I'm Jason Wirt.
Disney's announced it's ending a deal with Netflix so it can start its own streaming service. In an effort to keep up with the competition, Disney says as of 2019, it will no longer provide content to Netflix, instead launching its own streaming service in 2018 that also offers ESPN sports programming. A Disney exec says the growth strategy will help the mouse keep up with a rapidly changing market. And Major League umpire Joe West has been suspended for 3 games for criticizing Rangers slugger Adrian Beltre, calling him one of the biggest complainers in baseball. In a USA Today piece that was supposed to be marking West's 5,000 career games as a big league ump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today, on huntertonchamberradio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
This entire episode, we're dedicating to women's health. We're calling it Women's Health 101. And, you know, if we're going to talk about women and their health, I think it's a great idea to start. First, where are women getting their health information? I have an idea. I'm just curious, where do you think women get their health information?
Non-reliable sources like other women.
Oh, ouch. So the girlfriends, basically.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I think they get it more from their moms.
From their moms.
From their moms.
I think they get them from these doggone magazines.
They get it from there also.
But the problem with this is that magazines always cover the same topics.
It's fake news.
What do the magazines say? What your doctor won't tell you. Oh, we're keeping it secret. Yes, good nutrition, exercise. These are trade secrets. We don't tell patients about that. Oh, no.
Yeah, but they do have the sex surveys in there.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Yeah.
To be well-armed, one should study one's enemy. So you need to know what the women are reading about and what they're being told. It's like, oh, they're telling them that. Well, that's totally false, but don't want to fall in that trap. Ooh, they want that. Okay, great. We can do that.
I'm always amazed some of the magazines, and usually it's more of the like stylish magazines that got to throw a little bit of health in there, that they get these people and they quote them, and you're like, who are these people? And they say them the craziest things about how to flatten your abs, what you should know about your hormones, you know, it's just, and it's little snippets, like just enough information to be dangerous.
Well, they have to sell that magazine every month.
Right.
Right. And so it's not that hard. I mean, you know, you can boil it down and, you know, Dr. Gammon's got his eat less, move more. You know, it's a little bit of nutrition, a little bit. So everybody's looking for it. So they've got to reinvent it
every month,
you know, and cycle it through and reinvent it. And it's somebody else's opinion on it. But, you know, it all comes back to the same stuff. I mean, the truth is the gals aren't reading that crap anyway. They're looking at all the ads on the clothes and stuff.
That's true.
Sex positions that will blow his mind.
Oh, my gosh.
How many times
really,
I've seen that?
Did you really just say that? I must not have bought that magazine. I guess I don't
like
subscribe to that
one. It's like every other month.
All right. Well.
So there is good information in those magazines. Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
No.
Really?
No.
It's like not unless you're Nadia Comaneci. Yeah.
So what do you guys think that women – how do you think women differ from – male patients? I mean, your female patients, are they listening more? Are they more adaptable to change? How would you describe the female patient in general? I know everybody's not the same.
Well, I think women are much more into health. They want to know about health. They have many concerns and questions, and they seek out information. And these are all really good things.
Yeah, I think that's true. What do you think, Dr. Anderson?
They're
vain. And don't say anything. And don't say. I should have like prefaced this by saying, "Don't say." Don't say anything.
What? They're vain? I mean, it's the vanity that is the hook that will get them in. It's the they
want to be younger.
Yeah, I mean they're more fearful of cancer and stuff. The guys kind of don't pay attention to it, and I always liken it back. If you tell a man he's got prostate cancer, he's kind of like, okay, great. What are we going to do about it? And it's a spouse who is freaking out over it of, we've got to get him in tomorrow.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Caring for him.
But sometimes men don't take it serious enough.
There's that too. I mean, it's a balance. Sometimes the guys don't take it serious enough, and sometimes the women are, way too much into it. And occasionally you'll find guys that are like that, but. Typically, that's a female thing.
Do you think the husband plays any role in a woman's health?
Absolutely.
He chimed in on that fast.
Yeah. And what would you say?
I see certain segments of the population when the wife, for example, has a health concern. That certain segment of the population, the husband's always there for moral support, always. And then other segments, the husband is never there. And there's no doubt the women do much better with some moral support from their husband.
I would agree with that. I was just thinking about when I had that breast biopsy and you weren't there. I'm just thinking about that. So we must be in the other segment. But you've been there for other stuff. Yeah, you've been really good. I think you've been a great husband, matter of fact.
Well, thank you
Not
very
just
much.
Good.
I appreciate that.
It's always the clue, when you go in and you get the male patient and you walk in and his wife's there. Like, oh, crap, he must be near death.
He's dying.
Right. Because she's there to make sure he tells you everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So you see that. It's always kind of funny. It's like, okay, what major thing does he have? What is it you want to tell me that he's not going to tell me so we can get that out of the way?
Do you think that men tell on their wives?
They do, but it's always the don't tell her I said anything, But she's been doing this or that, and she's been having this. So next time she's in, if you could mention it
bring
to her,
it up.
Bring it
don't,
up.
Don't or, mention my name.
But they're not going to come sit in there on that visit very often. I mean, I recognize what Walter's talking about. I mean, I would say that's mostly an ethnic type deal. I mean,
right.
There's certain ethnicities that it's a couple's deal when the wife comes in. And it's almost kind of eerie sometimes. There is that eerie one, and you've had this happen. That you got to watch when there is that hovering, possessive husband in there, the antenna go up for their spousal abuse. He's there to make sure she doesn't mention anything that's going on at home. If you
how
had
you,
that happen,
how do you handle that?
Huh? I get him out of the room.
You do,
and then I ask her. Have you had that happen, Walter?
I must admit, I have not.
Yeah, I mean that's happened a couple.
Have you
times.
Had women tell you?
Oh yeah. Where the antenna goes up, that why is this guy here for an annual wellness?
Right.
I mean, this is not a I'm here worried because she has a breast lump, kind of thing. This is just an annual, really. Why do you need to go to your wife's just regular visit, health visit, right?
See how she explains.
And he's
the
hovering, and I say, look, the nurse has some stuff she needs you to do. Whatever, get him out of the room and say, how are things at home? And it has occurred where she'll say, well, there are some issues, and then we go into the family violence evaluation. So it does come up. Underdiagnosed, under-evaluated, the women won't tell you. You got to bring it out of them for the family violence.
I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you that you pick up on
once?
That.
Once? Really?
Mark, we're always proud of you.
Like my mother, After 50 years, finally you're proud of me?
All right, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. And that's a time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. So leave it to the Swedes. I love this study. Every woman out there is going to love this day. I think the guys will like it, too. Turns out that the flavanols in cocoa has both short and long-term benefits. So short-term, it enhances working memory, performance, improves processing of visual information. So when you see something, you take it in, you can process it, you know what's going on. And in women who don't get enough sleep, or for people that work the night shift, having that dark chocolate or some cocoa, even the powder in a shake, actually counteracts that brain fog that you get when you haven't had enough sleep. Now, I would not tell you not to sleep and use this instead, but if you happen to have that on occasion need, looks like it works. And in long term, it tends to improve cognition and it wards off dementia. I love this study. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think we better get some hot chocolate.
So are the Swedes like, are they known for their chocolate or something? I wonder where they decide to do the study.
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, isn't that Belgium?
That's why they went to war, so they could invade Belgium and steal chocolate.
Steal the chocolates.
The Swedes did not invade Belgium.
Yeah, that's what started World War I, wasn't it?
No.
Are you creating fake news? Okay. I want to remind everybody to take the survey. Go to stayyoungamerica.com and take that survey. It's 5 questions. And we're doing something that we're only going to do this for a limited time. If you take the survey, just for helping us gather those demographic information, we're going to send you out a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. You guys know we can't keep this stuff on the shelf. You'll get a sample of it just for giving back to us by sharing your demographics with us. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll probably tell you something you didn't know about women's health.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first, We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, if you're just tuning in, the whole show today is on women's health. Now, whether you're a woman or you got a woman in your life, which I hope you do, this is great information. It's information that you're definitely going to want to share. And you can do that, as always, if you're hearing this on the air and you're like, oh, I wish I could hear that again, you can listen to the podcast because the Staying Young Show goes to Staying Young Show 2.0 as a podcast.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute brought to you by Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience with exceptionally accurate results. So a point of debate that comes up almost as frequently as whether a baby aspirin a day is good for you or not is whether caffeine and coffee is of benefit. And so this is caffeine. This is out of Stanford University showing that caffeine and coffee can reduce chronic inflammatory processes that occurs in some, but not all older people that can trigger cardiovascular problems. So there's 60% of the studies roughly come in favor of caffeine, and then there's about 40% that'll find something that's not great about caffeine. So, you know, I always tell my patients, if you can measure your coffee in cups, you're probably fine. If you're measuring it in pots, you probably need to cut back.
So is it the caffeine or is it the coffee?
My understanding is it's the coffee.
It's the coffee.
The flavonoids. Yes. So it's not caffeine.
Right. It's the flavonoids in coffee. It's not the caffeine.
So you couldn't just get your caffeine elsewhere. If
no, it's the coffee.
Yeah. Right. Interesting. Very interesting. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I think it's interesting. All right. So this whole hour, we're talking about women's health, and I think it would be great for us to talk about hormones because there's just so much misconception about hormones and what's good and what's not. And this study says this and that study says that. So what say ye?
So for women, there's three hormones always in play. And there's a difference premenopause versus postmenopause. And the three hormones are estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And that's right, testosterone's the male sex hormone, but women make small amounts of testosterone, just like men make small amounts of estrogen. And so premenopausal, the big issue that we see with a lot of women is because they're on the birth control pill a long period of time. And the birth control pill gives the woman estrogen and progesterone in different forms. But in the long term, their testosterone goes very low. And low testosterone will affect a woman's cognition, her ability to think clearly, energy levels, and also libido will go down. So premenopausal, a lot of women we're finding have low testosterone, and they'll need some form of testosterone replacement.
Well, and, you know, this comes up at all the conferences we go to is at the end in the Q&A, somebody will get up and say, why is it we're seeing younger and younger, both sexes, male and female, have low hormone levels, and it's occurring at earlier and earlier age? And the general answer has been, well, we can't cite you specific data, but, you know, everybody kind of points to it being the food chain, et cetera. And in doing some digging, and I think I shared this with Dr. Gammon, was when you develop leptin insensitivity, in other words, leptin being a hormone put out by your stomach that tells you you're full, when you're insensitive to it, you don't feel full, and so people tend to overeat, i.e. it goes along with excess body weight, et cetera. But when leptin levels get high, it interferes with the axis that drives the formation of testosterone and estrogens in both men and women. It downregulates it. It pushes the production down. So there is scientific on how the hormones and what we eat affects leptin. Therefore, the leptin will have adverse effect on our sex hormone levels. And so you're seeing it at younger and younger ages, and you can just see it when you see these patients come in and they already have body habitus, weight issues early in life.
I see a lot of like 20-year-olds that have guts.
And those
muffin tops, baby.
And those guts, those increased body fat, suck the hormones out of the bloodstream and store it and aggravate the whole situation.
Right. It just is a loop. And then they come in and they're on their antidepressants.
And then they get fatter because antidepressants will make you gain weight. It'll mess with your memory. There's a lot of things that can happen.
So, I mean, you know, we do see them lower. So, you know, checking those hormone levels. And, you know, a few years ago, I was a little timid about, you know, do you really want to start addressing this in, you know, these younger patients that are in their 20s and 30s? And my threshold for addressing it has dropped way down. Because it's kind of the attitude is if they came in and their blood sugar was up.
Would you treat it?
You'd treat
obviously.
It. You
yeah,
know?
Good
I mean,
point.
You're going to treat that or if their blood pressure is up.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because you go there. So to Dr. Gamma's point, a lot of these young women, you know, may have been put on oral contraceptives. Mm-hmm. There's ways to get them off those and quit interfering with them. Young guys, there's ways to stimulate their own testosterone production without necessarily having to put them on testosterone. You know, talking to women about the diet and how to clean up the nutrition that can get them back. But we've talked about it is, you know, 30 years ago, it was unusual that you ever had to send a woman to see a fertility specialist,
right.
You know, for pregnancy.
Now it's so common.
It seems like 10, 15, 20%, depending on where you are in your population, are always having to, you know, have help in conceiving. Mm. Why is that? Because they already have the hormonal issues in their 20s.
Do you think that the packaged and processed food and along with the change in our lifestyle, I mean, we're sitting in front of the computer too much, we're not moving, we're not doing things to raise our hormones naturally, like regular exercise. Do you think that the two go hand in hand, or do you really think it's mostly nutrition?
Well, there's a component that can be resistance exercise. So, I mean, you know, even the trend towards more folks do aerobics, and they kind of got sold on aerobics as being the end-all, be-all. But, you know, getting some resistance in there, I tell everybody, you know, grandma got more resistance exercise by 9 a.m. on Monday than you get at yoga class. You know, she carried 30 pounds of wet laundry out to the, you know, drying line and hung the laundry. I tell them that looks like Zumba, you know. and she went over there and hoed the garden and, you know, carried sacks of chicken feed out to the
hands and knees, scrubbed the floor.
Right. And, you know, didn't have, vacuum cleaners and things like that. So she got a lot of more resistance type stuff than we get today. So it's more the resistance that helps actually boost testosterone levels.
We know from sitting and staring at screens, a lot of other hormones get messed up, like melatonin, which causes insomnia. And I wouldn't be
lack of melatonin.
Lack of melatonin. I wouldn't be surprised that it affects growth hormone also. I'm not aware of any studies on that. But
they should study that.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. And, you know, there's so many things that can affect this. We talk about the gut biome all the time, but if you have abnormal bacteria in your gut, you know, abnormal chemicals are going to be released into the system and they're going to aggravate everything.
Well, what would you say? Give five symptoms to a woman that's listening right now that might have hormone deficiencies.
Fatigue, difficulty thinking, no libido.
Irritability.
Mood.
And moodiness.
Yeah, just mood. I mean, they're anxious or depressed. Usually a big one on either sex, but is recovery after exercise. I mean, exercise, I don't say hurts, but, you know, they work out and they're so sore afterwards. You know, that's where the hormones help recovery after exercise.
Oh, good point. Good point. Okay, if you haven't already done this, go and take our survey. Go to stayyoungamerica.com. 5 questions. Really important demographics. Help us gather those demographics, and we'll send you out a sample of the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. Now, don't go away. More on women's health.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a warning to North Korea about what might happen if it continues to threaten the United States like it's never heard before from an American leader.
They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly power, the likes of which this world has never seen.
And that warning from President Trump yesterday to North Korea is now being met with a threat from North Korea, which is saying it will send a missile towards Guam to show what it's capable of. Robert Litwack served on the National Security Council during the Clinton administration and says we're running out of ways to deal with North Korea.
We basically have three options to deal with the North Korean challenge: bomb, negotiate, or acquiesce.
The alleged killer of Clinton, Missouri police officer Gary Michael during a traffic stop on Sunday night, Ian McCarthy, has been apprehended. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, this whole hour we've been talking about women's health. That's right, Women's Health 101. If you missed it, you can always catch it on the repeat on the podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0. And we've been talking about women's health, and I want to talk for a minute about sleep. Women aren't getting enough sleep. I read some statistics recently that on average, we're missing about 45 hours of sleep a month. And that seems like, gosh, it's so much. But if you just miss, like if you're getting 6 hours of sleep a night and you need 7.5, then that's all it takes, right? I mean, it's absolutely really easy to get sleep deprived.
Sure, sure.
But then there's this issue of sleep apnea.
And sleep apnea is just so much more common than we realize, and it affects both genders. Of course, men are more likely to get treated because they snore.
And the women can't stand it. But women snore, too.
Some women snore very heavily, but men tend to put up with it.
We can't talk about sleep apnea without getting Dr. Powell on the line. Hey, Jim, can you see if you can get Dr. Powell in through the line? So the thing about Dr. Powell, and we talk about the sleep apnea, and we talk about sleep deprivation and all kinds of issues. If you missed the show we did on sleep apnea, then, man, you got to listen to it. You can listen to it on the podcast. Oh, is Dr. Powell?
Yeah. Hey, Judy.
Hey, I'm so glad we caught you. Thank you so much for picking up the phone.
Well, my pleasure. Anytime for you guys.
Okay, so we were having this little debate on the radio about, you know, men tend to snore more, so they'll come to see you for this because the women can't sleep through it. But I said women snore too. Is this true?
Well, don't get me in too much trouble. I am standing right next to my wife.
Oh, no.
No. It's interesting. You know, it's funny. I'm always going to lead it into kind of a sleep apnea discussion because so many times we do associate snoring and sleep apnea, and quite commonly they do go hand in hand. But the fact is sometimes they're different pathologies. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times snoring comes from a lot of the soft palate, whereas the apnea where you actually stop breathing comes from the level of the tongue. So we do see them go hand in hand. It's funny, though, so many cases of sleep apnea have no snoring involved at all.
Really?
And people just take part of, feeling run down and tired part of the aging process. And, I'm not supposed to be vibrant and feel that way anymore. But it's just not true.
Well, you know, you being one of the major leaders in sleep apnea, are you having success with the females as well? You do this incredible procedure. And have you had some success with the women, or do women come in and get the same procedure? I've heard a lot of feedback, but I have to say a lot of the feedback I've heard has been from guys, not because the women haven't told me, but I'm sure you see them, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would tell you probably 50% of the patients that we see are female patients. And that really has changed over the years. What we used to see is that guys predominated the field of the diagnosis of sleep apnea because of, there were complaints about the snoring and falling asleep at the wheel and stuff. But now that we know to look deeper beyond just symptoms, to look for diagnoses, for example, if you have high blood pressure and are on more than one medication for treatment of it, there's an 85% chance sleep apnea is playing a role in that.
Wow.
Diabetics, whether controlled or not, have an 80% chance of having obstructive sleep apnea. So my point being is that now that we're looking outside of just looking for the symptoms or people that come to us for it, we're finding a lot more, and we're finding that it does have a much higher prevalence in females than what we originally thought. So now that women are coming into the diagnosis, yes, we get a lot of them coming in for the sleep procedure because women actually take care of themselves better than men a lot of times. They tend to go to the doctor a little bit more frequently.
So I know you can't mention names, but can you give us like a scenario, like a success story on one of the women?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I can't mention first and last names, but I'll tell you one. There was a patient of mine, we'll call her Glenda, absolutely wonderful lady that came in, actually came in for a consult with her husband for sleep apnea. And she's listening and talking to him.
She's like, that's me.
She's like, that's me, you know. And so she wound up getting a sleep study out of that as well. I saw her as a constant consult, and we got the sleep study ordered, and we started going through it, and I asked her, I said, what are the key things that kind of, tipped you off that you might need to look into this? And she says, well, honestly, when you started mentioning just feeling run down and tired and trouble losing weight and, waking up feeling like, did I even go to bed last night? So when we checked her, she actually did have a moderate to severe level of sleep apnea. So we opted to do the sleep procedures on her, which are simple office-based procedures, and went through them all. What was so neat, I love after each visit asking people, because it's five treatments, asking after every treatment, hey, do you notice any changes yet? And I remember her specifically, even after the very first treatment, going, I'm dreaming again.
Wow.
I'm like, really? She goes, yes, I remember my dreams. I'm actually dreaming again. And a lot of times what happens in sleep apnea, when you go into REM sleep where you dream, that's where the apnea becomes its worst. And that's when a lot of people will stop breathing, and they never really get into the dream state, and then later into stage four sleep where they really need to recharge their batteries. So, I mean, it's more than just about dreaming. Because I remember after her third visit, she came in and she goes, did you notice? And I said, well, you look great. What do you mean? She goes, well, exactly. I lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
Goes, it's not, just falling off of me, but for the first time, I'm having an easier time choosing the healthier side of the menu. And actually, I have the energy to get out there and exercise. And she goes, this is the easiest it's been in a while.
So, Charlie, your procedure is not a CPAP device. Can you very briefly outline it for our listeners?
Sure, guys, no problem. So, basically, we're looking for options and treatments for obstructive sleep apnea because so many people do fail in their CPAP device. Everybody means well, but the facts are 60% of the population prescribed CPAP.
And they're full of germs. I'm just saying. I read a whole study on this.
They certainly can be if you don't keep them up kept. That's true. But even outside of the germs, Judy, so many people are just, they mean well, but they just don't keep up with it, and they find them uncomfortable or a nuisance. And so we were looking for procedures out there to correct the sleep apnea. We went through a lot of different ones that are out there. We took one in particular, a treatment on the tongue that we do, and we modified it and made it better from its original launch 6 or 7 years ago to where we're getting 85, even 90% cure rates. But it's basically treating the tongue to reduce the volume of the size of the tongue and also help pull it forward a little bit. And five procedures that are done in the office under just a simple local anesthetic, basically a one-day recovery time. And honestly, I think I've done over 700 cases now, and every single one of them have gotten off the table and said, wow, that was easy. And that's exactly what I like to hear.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a favor for our listeners. Sure. For our listeners, if somebody's interested, they just, because we don't, obviously have too much time, but they want to learn more about it, can they call the office and can they talk to somebody over the phone and kind of get a phone consult free of charge?
Yes, absolutely, because we know that some of our clients are. Some are in the area of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Some are not. We have people that fly in for this. So we understand the constraints of that. So if they want to just contact us, and if you guys have that phone number,
I
don't have it on me.
Yeah, write it down, folks. It's 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. And thanks for picking up the phone. And tell your wife we appreciate you her giving you up for 5 minutes.
Sounds good, guys. Well, thanks so much, and thanks for calling. I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. He's such a wealth of information. I could talk to him all day long, but I definitely wanted to get through some of these other women's issues. I really want to talk about heart disease. And I know we don't have a lot of time left in this segment, but this is something that women need to know. Cardiovascular disease and stroke cause 1 in 3 women's deaths. That's like unbelievable almost. Every 80 seconds a woman dies from either a heart attack or a stroke.
Right. And I think in the past, it's been a fair criticism that doctors didn't pay enough attention to women's symptoms that might be leading to a heart attack. But I think that's changed. I think medical practitioners are more attuned that women often will not present with chest pain or chest tightness, but rather will present with shortness of breath when they're having cardiovascular issues.
Yeah, I'd echo that. I mean, even over the last 30 years, I've seen that change. We're more aggressive in screening the women and being proactive with them.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's getting better.
There. Yeah, I think there's more of the awareness.
Unfortunately, it's not having an impact on the statistics.
Yeah. Well, I think it will. It takes time. Don't forget we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. Grab your pen, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, we're talking about women's health all day long. All day long we've been talking about Women's Health 101. And if you haven't already done so, you can go on the Twitter and follow us at Stay Young Media. We're always posting stuff out about new studies, all kinds of stuff. So follow us on Twitter. And we also give you daily medical minutes so you get really, really smart. Grab a pen. We have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up. That toll-free number is 844-WELL-100.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we got Geraldine with a J, Saunders. She is actually out of California, and she has a book called The Love Boats. She's author of The Love Boats. And Geraldine, thanks for coming on and playing with us.
Yes, The Love Boat is my autobiography when I was a cruise director on the cruise ships, and then I created the TV series from my autobiography.
Oh, wow. The TV series The Love Boat?
Yes.
I loved that show.
I know, and it's the easiest one to syndicate. It's in 122 countries now.
Wow, really? You know, this is so funny that they were talking to you, because the other day I was on cable, and I saw a repeat, and I was watching it, and I thought, you know, they just don't make TV like that anymore.
But that's why it's so easy to syndicate, because there wasn't any excess sex or excess violence.
No, but it was deep.
Yes, oh yes.
I thought, you know, I'm so glad to have you on. I'm like, I feel honored because I loved that show. To think that you know, you did the book and then you did the show. I know our listeners are remembering The Love Boat. Are you ready to play some Medical Mania trivia with us?
I sure am. I've written a book on about health.
Okay, well, we try to come up with some...
That won't disqualify you.
They won't disqualify you. Now, listen up, folks. She's not a doctor. She's not a nurse. She can play. So we're going to go back and forth. Doctor's going to ask you some questions. And if you get them right, you can get some Lifeline stem cell cream, if you really are good. And you can also get something out of our Stay Young vitamin line. We'll send you out some age support multivitamins. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
All right. First question. How often should a woman over 40 have a mammogram? I know it changes every once in a while, but currently, what's the recommendation?
I don't really know.
Take a guess.
Oh, that's every every couple of years, I guess.
Yeah,
every 1 to 2 years, depending on history.
That was a good guess, Geraldine.
There is some controversy over that, but that's generally the rule. Okay, Geraldine, here's your next question. I'm sure you've heard of the pap smear, probably had it yourself. Is this true or false? A pap smear will show if a woman's pregnant. True or false?
I'll just guess and say true.
No, I'm so sorry. It's false. A pap smear looks for cancerous and precancerous cells from the cervix.
Yes.
All right, you'll know this one. True or false? Most women lose weight during the menopause. Is that true or false? They lose weight.
I would say it's false.
You
That's
would
right.
be right. Nope, they gain it. Usually around their middle.
Okay, here's your next question. This goes back a little ways. It used to be an epidemic of this. It's about tampons. Tampons have been linked to which disease? So it's a very severe disease.
You may have to give her infectious disease.
Yeah. So there's like a big warning on the box. You know?
Well,
bladder
infections, maybe?
No, it was.
That's a good guess.
It was linked to something called toxic shock syndrome. It's when the tampons would be too tight and would retain bacteria that would feed off blood and.
And they weren't changing enough.
And they weren't changing, and some women would die from toxic shock syndrome.
Yes, I know. I know someone that has that.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
go. Last
All
question.
All right, final question. You should know the answer to this, because back when you were on that ship, they probably allowed this habit all over the ship. What bad habit can double a woman's risk for heart disease?
What was the first part of that question?
What bad habit can double their risk for heart disease?
Eating fats that have been overheated?
No, smoking. You used to allow them to smoke all over that ship way back when.
Well, you did pretty good. We're going to send you out some Staying Young out of the Staying Young vitamin line. We'll send you out some Age Support multivitamin. Geraldine, it's been a pleasure.
Well, it's just, you know, I'm going to be 94 years old in September.
No way!
And I go dancing like 2 or 3 times a week.
I love it.
I swim, and I have a big house to take care of, and I entertain. And it's because I stay away from, I don't react well to sugar. And all the time I was on the ship, for 10 years, 7 days a week, 11 months a year, I never had any sugar.
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome.
You don't look a day over 39, I must say.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Geraldine, it was a pleasure having you on. We'll send that out to you.
Thank you. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love her. 94.
She's great.
I didn't think she was 94.
No.
I thought she was maybe 80, right? Maybe? 94, I was like shocked. She did pretty good.
Yeah, she did very well.
All right, I want to cover this topic before we move on. What would you say the biggest fear women have, biggest health fear?
I think it's breast cancer. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd say cancer in general, breast cancer in specific.
Yeah, I'd say breast cancer.
They fear the big C word worse than the guy, which kind of goes back to the whole heart disease deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is not only do physicians need to be in tune with it, and they're doing a lot of public education with it, but you got to have women thinking about, you know, more women die from cardiovascular events than all cancers added together,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you're just focusing on one, i.e. breast cancer, that one doesn't kill nearly as many women as heart attacks and strokes do.
So with
they missed the boat.
No pun intended. So what would you say, just real quickly, if somebody, what's your warning to women? Because their symptoms can be different. It's not always the same left arm, you know, it varies.
I would say any unusual pain in the chest, any unusual shortness of breath, don't ignore it. Go get it checked out.
Pain in the jaw.
Pain in the jaw.
Either arm.
Especially with exertion, especially if you get any of those symptoms. And if the doctor won't do any tests, get another doctor, because that needs to be checked out. It may turn out to be nothing, but you can't take that chance.
And if it's the weekend, go to the emergency room. Because
yes.
So many women go, oh, I'll go see the doctor next week, and they die.
That's
and this
right.
is a the thing with men when they have heart attacks, and this has been proven, if a man has a heart attack, he's more likely to survive. When a woman has a heart attack, she's more likely to die. It's usually, I think, because they put it off.
That's right.
Well, it's time for Dementia Defender.
Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charlie Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, call Charlie at 214-524-6333. 214-524-6333. This week's riddle is a real crafty one.
Crafty. Is that a new word for the Defender?
It is.
I had a call, by the way, I had a caller leave a message that said, Walter is so into Dementia Defender. I love it. And there's still requests out there
for the bobblehead.
For the bobblehead.
Okay, here's the question. When is 99 more than 100? That's right. When is 99 more than 100? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're either going to call us at 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free number, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com. There's a Dementia Defender thing you can fill out. And don't forget, if you get it right and you leave us your name and your address, because I need both, and your phone number if I can't understand it, because sometimes people speak really fast, then I'll send you out a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you get it wrong, you'll get a postcard from me saying, thanks for playing. Try harder
That's
next time.
For today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hines is owned in part by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital. The merge would create the third largest food and beverage company in North America. The deal is worth an estimated $40 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired